KJAN Sports.
KJAN Sports brought to you this morning by Detter Motor Company in downtown Atlantic. Experience the Detter difference.
I'm Chris Parks with a check of the latest in sports here on KJAN. In Major League Baseball game we had for you here on the radio, the Diamondbacks scored 5 in the 6th to crush St. Louis 9-2. The Cardinals had 10 hits, but they finished just 1 for 11 with runners in scoring position. Matt Carpenter, Dylan Carlson, and Andrew Kisner all had 2 hits apiece there for the Cardinals in that loss. They're now 30-23 on the season. Royals were winners as they had 2 hits each from Whit Merrifield, Edward Olivares, Jared Dyson, and Hunter Dozier had a home run and 2 RBIs as they picked up a 6-3 win over the Twins. Brad Keller threw 5 innings, struck out 6, and gave up 3 runs on 5 hits. Greg Holland pitched the 9th inning for his 3rd save. Royals now 25-26 on the year. Other Major League Baseball scores in interleague play. It was Tampa Bay, a 6-2 win over Philadelphia. Boston and Miami were postponed. Houston, a 7-4 winner over San Diego. In the American League, the White Sox 3-1 winners over the Baltimore. Detroit beat the Yankees 6-2 as the Angels 4-2 over the Athletics. The Seattle beat Texas 4-2, and Toronto and Cleveland split a doubleheader. It was Toronto winning 4-1 in Game 1 and Cleveland winning Game 2 6-5 there. Also in National League play, it was Colorado a 4-3 win over Pittsburgh. Cincinnati beat the Cubs 5-1. Milwaukee, a 3-0 shutout of Washington. The Mets and Braves were postponed, and San Francisco, a 5-4 winner over the Dodgers. In the NBA playoffs, it was Atlanta picking up a 113-96 win over the Knicks as the Hawks lead that series 3-1. Phoenix, a 100-92 winner over the LA Lakers as that series is now knotted up at 2 games apiece. And Brooklyn, a 141-126 winner over Boston as the Nets lead that series now 3-1. In the NHL Stanley Cup playoffs, it was the Tampa Bay Lightning picking up a 2-1 win over Carolina to open up that series. Lightning now off to that 1-0 lead in that second-round matchup. Also in other action, it was the Avalanche, a big win over the Vegas Golden Knights, 7-1. Avs take that 1-0 series lead. In baseball on the college front, the Iowa Hawkeye baseball team completed a weekend sweep at Michigan State with an 11-3 victory, but it may be too little too late when the NCAA pairings are announced on Monday. The Hawkeyes finished 26-18 in what Coach Rick Heller calls a loaded Big Ten race. They finished tied for 4th with Indiana, but the Hoosiers do own that tiebreaker.
With all the COVID seniors that were able to come back, I mean, basically, from top to bottom, the league is just loaded with really good arms and solid position players. And then just playing conference only, that has been a challenge for all of us.
And the Big Ten only schedule may have hurt the league when it comes to NCAA bids. And it appears doubtful that the conference will get 5 teams in.
If this had been a normal year, I think you're talking about possibly maybe the first time ever that we get 6 or 7 teams in the NCAA tournament. That's the talent level in the Big Ten this season.
Heller says the Big Ten continues to make progress in baseball, and Michigan's runner-up finish at the last College World Series is proof of that.
That gives you some perspective on how good our league is right now. And, you know, it's great. We have coaches across the board that are recruiting just, fantastic nationwide. When we were playing non-conference, we were going out and beating teams from all the other Power 5 conferences. It's just a great situation for the Big Ten.
And once again, the Hawkeyes finished the season with a 26-18 regular season record and now wait to hear their fate if they get into the NCAA regionals. And at the Indy 500, it was Elio Castroneves winning for the 4th time. He joins A.J. Foyt, Al Unser Sr., and Rick Myers as the only 4 drivers to win the race 4 times. The Brazilian won the race in 2001, 2002, and 2009. Alex Paluo finished in 2nd place here this year. Indianapolis Motor Speedway announced on Thursday that 135,000 fans, or 40% of the venue capacity, will watch the race at what they are calling the world's largest sporting event since the pandemic began. And in NASCAR, the race at Charlotte Motor Speedway, it was Kyle Larson coming out on top of the field as he led 327 laps of that race to pick up the victory as he started on the pole as well. Chase Elliott, another Chevy driver, leading 22 laps, finished as the runner-up. Kyle Busch, William Byron, and Alex Bowman rounded out the top 5 in that race at Charlotte. That's a look at the latest in sports. I'm Chris Parks, KJAN Sports.
KJAN Sports brought to you this morning by Detter Motor Company in downtown Atlantic. Experience the Detter difference.